96. Is it a match or a mistake? With Moog and Carla Mornings.
Jay in Garfield Ridge. So you're in a long distance relationship and you're beginning to question whether or not your girlfriend is being honest with you.
I'm really starting to wonder if I'm just being catfished, like old school, like MTV catfish. Uh-huh. Like, do I need to get Neve and Max on the case? It's Neve, right? I haven't seen the show in a minute, but
yeah, it is. But I mean, it's also 2026.
Yeah.
How have you not FaceTimed her?
Yeah, but yeah, what's going on here?
I mean, okay, so like we met like online gaming and stuff, like on Discord. Oh. You guys know stuff like that. And so like through there, we exchanged numbers, we started texting, and it was like often, like pretty much all day, every day. She's sent pics, but like she doesn't do social media, and she can't FaceTime because she doesn't have an iPhone. So, like, it's kind of just been this weird,
yeah.
Like, you know, that's why I feel like it's weird, dude.
This, okay, I'm gonna be a pal here and tell you, this seems, on the surface at least, while we gather more information, like one of the, like, it looks like a duck, smells like a duck.
Right.
We don't even know what it looks like.
I'm pretty sure that we are in a place, technology-wise now, to where you don't need iPhone to iPhone to FaceTime.
But it's so
much of them social media. That's why, like, I don't know. But, like, I have, like, really enjoyed all of our conversations. Like, and I'm, like, super introverted, and so is she. So, like, I don't know.
Okay, so,
gaming is. The pictures, she's beautiful, and, like, I like her personality a lot. Like, she has no reason to strike me as a liar.
And but, you talk, like, on the phone.
We talk on the phone sometimes, yeah. Mostly just texting, though. But, like, anytime we're going to, like, meet up, she just kind of cancels the opportunity. Either it's virtual, in person.
Right.
And, where is, like, she? Just,
she says she's in Detroit.
Okay.
So, like, I've even looked up, like, train tickets before. And, like, yeah, she just shuts it down every time.
Oh, that's so fascinating. Maybe this is a silly question, but does her voice, like, match, like, the face? Like, you talked to her on the phone. Does that match, like, what she looks like in the pictures?
That's always a tough call, you know what I mean?
But yeah, like, people can sound different.
So you've created quite a connection with this person. So I think that you're probably optimistic. You're wanting to believe that she's not catfishing you. But what a strange situation to be in 2026. I mean, it's so easy to be able to see somebody. What has, you know, I guess gotten you to this point where you decided to reach out and, you know, explore this?
Literally the last time, because like you said, it is 2026. So eventually I was like, you know what? Let's just get a plane ticket. Let's just get you out here. Mm-hmm. Memorial Day weekend, come up to Chicago. And then she literally is using that Spirit Airlines is shutting down as an excuse of why she can't make it out here. And it ruined her whole trip.
Oh.
But she can't get her money back.
That sounds like an awfully convenient headline.
She saw that and said, my chance. Sorry, yeah, I know you want to see her. Does she sound enthusiastic about wanting to see you?
She does, but the last minute canceling and then with the whole, like, the Spirit thing, and she's asking now she needs to borrow money for another flight. It's just, you're going to cancel it? Like, it's just starting to get sketchy, dude.
That does sound sketchy. Let me ask you this question, okay? Looks aside, you said that she's beautiful based on pictures that you've seen, but you haven't seen motion picture of her. If it wasn't her, would you still consider being in a relationship with this person based on the connection that you've made?
Yeah, I do like the conversations with her. I you know, besides like something like complete like polar opposite or like she's missing like a head or something, like, yeah, like I would be open to it.
So you would forgive that?
I want to know what's up.
You would forgive that maybe if that was the case.
Huh?
Okay. Even if you found her to be, I don't want to say ugly because that's mean. Everyone's beautiful to someone. But, like, if you were to find her not to be your type.
I would give it an honest chance. I would be, like, I'm still, like, apprehensive if someone's lying.
Right, it's the lying part.
No matter what they look like.
So,
so it's really what it is.
I'm gonna venture to guess it's probably a 90% chance that you're being catfished. The question that's not really the question. The question is, or based on the evidence of what we have so far,
can you still,
can this be a match, or is it a mistake to continue on in this relationship? Again, it's Jay in Garfield Ridge who is essentially being catfished.
by his girlfriend.
Yeah. He's never seen video of her. You know, they've got this long distance thing. And, you know, but can that still be a match? Like, say it's not, say she's not who she says she is, but she's somebody else that's great.
Yeah. And you love her inside.
Or is this relationship, like, way tainted, starting on a lie? 877-591-9696. Would be curious to hear if there's anybody who's like, no, this is a match.
Now it's up to you to decide. I love it. Is it a match or a mistake? 877-591-9696. Wow. It's Moog and Carla Mornings on V96.
So it's Jay in Garfield Ridge on Match or Mistake today, and he is essentially being catfished. It hasn't been completely confirmed, but it's kind of one of those, like, come on.
There's always an excuse as to why they can't see each other, and it's just starting to feel a little...
And very strange this day and age to not at least be able to jump on FaceTime and verify somebody's existence. It's B96, it's Moog and Carla Mornings. The question, though, can you see a relationship through if it is a situation where he's being catfished? And he seemed like he's really into her. In fact, he said, providing she has a head.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny. But so we asked the opinion of the Moog and Carla Mornings Mafia, and it's 100% split. It is literally 50-50 what the Mafia says. And even between me and Carla, I think that if she is catfishing him, but he has fallen in love with the person and he can look past that, I think it very well could be a match.
Regardless of what this person looks like.
I'm not saying I would do it, but for him, if he is okay with that, which he said that he may be.
It's his own twisted version of Love is Blind.
Yeah, but you think that's too rough of a place to start a relationship from, or?
I just think that in a world where you can verify a million other people's faces down the street.
Go with the person who's not lying?
Yeah, why not just go with somebody who you already know is real?
Now, but ultimately, Jay, it's up to you. What do you think? Is it going to be a match or a mistake?
I mean, after everything I've really heard and I've sat and thought about it, I think, like, there still is a match out there. Like, we still, you know, we game all the time. We talk to each other all the time. There is an emotional connection there, you know? I don't want to lose that.
Yeah.
So
providing she has a head, as you said, which I would...
Dating in 2026 is that bad, huh? Like, what are your requirements,
that's honestly?
So
funny.
Beating heart.
You know what? Oh, you're alive?
Great. I'm in.
Well, you know what? Curious. Let us know how this goes. You know, if and when you... Yeah, I think you got to say, look, something's fishy here.
But it's okay because I love you anyway.
Yeah. But wishing you the best, wishing her the best, and I hope that it's something amazing, okay?
Hey, thanks for all the help, guys. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're very welcome. We'll have a new Match or Mistake tomorrow morning right about 8:05 on B96. Coming up in about 17 minutes, we've got Moog's Mega Minute, our trivia game that could earn you $1,000.
So accurate with your timing, 17 minutes.
I actually think my math might have been wrong. Might be more like 18 minutes.
There you go. Well, it's soon.
8:40. Trivia could win you a grand on B96. This world were mine. Hey, Roman.